Here are three things that make my mom memorable. She plays the zither. She's a member of Mensa. And she read Stephen King's Misery in a single sitting. Here's something about her I'll never forget. I was an anxious seventh grader who didn't have the nerve to try on cotillion outfits at the store with my friends. So my mom bought a dozen dresses and let me walk the runway of her master bathroom instead. I picked a dress, and she returned the other 11. Some people were meant to be parents. My mom's one of them. But that doesn't mean I made it easy on her, even as a one-year-old.
So the carrot cake story is, we're visiting in the living room with friends or relatives, I can't remember, and there's a carrot cake on the counter in the kitchen, and you take the drawers very ingeniously and pull the bottom one all the way out, and then the second one like half the way out, and the third one a little bit of the way out, and you use the drawers like a ladder, and you climb up and sit next to the carrot cake and eat it with your hands. Lovely.
I have no recollection of the great carrot cake binge of 1983, nor much else from the toddler years, but my mom remembers every moment of my babyhood with painstaking detail, from her first month of pregnancy onward. That's thanks to a work assignment.
I was 24 years old at the Sarasota Herald Tribune in Sarasota, Florida, and my editor said, you know, now that you're expecting, it would be awesome for you to write a series. We could call it Waiting for Baby, and you could do one story each month and talk about how it feels to be a new expectant mother.
My mom was game, so for 9 months she put pen to paper. She wrote about the thrill that races up your spine when the nurse says your results are positive, and about nightly read-aloud sessions with my dad, both of them ankle-deep in baby books. But there was some stuff she didn't write about. Remember, it was 1981.
Well, because it was back, you know, decades ago, I had to be a little careful. People weren't as interested in, like, the science of it. So I tried to keep it sort of generic, more of the emotions of a brand new mom and dad-to-be.
And her readers loved every word. They were so enthralled with her journey to motherhood that once I arrived, they felt compelled to thank her with gifts.
I got 52 tiny newborn-sized pink dresses on plastic hangers, and I hung every one of them in the closet and took a picture.
The articles didn't stop once the pregnancy was over. There was a big Courtney's first birthday spread in January of 1983, and of course, a heartfelt piece that ran right after I was born. That one has been lovingly preserved in both frame and photo album. Here's how it starts.
Welcome to the world, Courtney Lane Collins. Just as you promised, the day we waited for finally came.
I was gifted with incredible parents, but getting to read the words of my then 24-year-old mom as I prepare to take on motherhood myself has been an extraordinary treat. It's incredible to think that there once was a time she didn't know how to French braid hair or size up a fever with one quick press of hand to forehead. And when she was pregnant with me, she had more questions than answers, just like I do now. So I get to ask a real pro for her most profound nugget of parenting advice.
I think that you should play with your kids every minute that you get the chance, because you blink your eyes twice and they're off to college, and then you don't get to play with them every day. You know, really get into it and enjoy it while you can, because it's gone just like that.
That's something I'll take to heart, especially as the final weeks of my pregnancy blur by. My husband and I will definitely make mistakes. You can bet at least one diaper will be put on backward, but we'll give it all we've got. How could I not? My mom set the standard. It's all there in black and white. Courtney Collins for KERA News.